Good morning and welcome. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell, and I'm the minister here at Trinity United Church Summerside. Thank you for worshiping with us in person and online, and also by podcast and sermon by phone. Today we do have some celebrations. We actually have a birthday boy in the house today. Jeff Ramsey right there, birthday boy right in the house. Happy birthday. And another birthday boy tomorrow who's also in the house, actually in the choir, Alec Campbell. Mr. Campbell, I've been told by a reliable source that tomorrow you will be 92. Whoopee. Wow. Whoopee! I also know that there's a birthday girl on December the 2nd who's in the house today as well. Phoebe! Wow! And you're going to be lighting our candle later on for our first candle in the Advent wreath, which is hope. I love that. That is great. Are there any other birthdays? Any other birthdays? There's people looking around. Don't worry. There's always next Sunday. Let us sing happy birthday, dear friends. Happy birthday to you. It is with deepest gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abaguet, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. What do you think might be in the box marked hope? What would you put in this box? What reminds you of hope? Where would you like to share the gift of hope out into the world? Today we have some pine cones, we have decorations and different symbols of hope. We have wreaths, we have lights. Maybe hope is like a seed that grows and provides us in amazing and unexpected ways. We also have a word from the prophet Isaiah. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the sovereign, to the house of God, that we may teach us their ways, that we may follow in their paths." We shall beat our swords into plowshares, our spears into pruning hooks, our guns into watering cans. Nations shall not life false words against nation. neither shall we study war. And lastly, each Sunday we light a candle. Today, we light a candle of hope, a candle that we traditionally light each Advent to remind us of God's gift of hope. What is in our box marked hope? In a world filled with fear, war, and uncertainty, we light the candle of hope. And I invite our birthday girl, Phoebe, to light the first candle in our Advent wreath. The first purple candle, an Advent color, just at the top, right here. And when we light that candle, we think about the gift of hope and how hope travels with us. And you can blow that out. Good job. And let us share together in the words, may the gift of this candle's bright flame remind us of God's gift of hope. Amen. Please join me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletin and on our screens. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Most High.
There we will receive instructions on how to live in hope.
Come, let us go to the house of the dreamer.
There we will melt our bones into bridges and turn our bones into wells.
Come, let us worship our God and our guide.
Please join me in prayer. For the sake of our well-being, we seek forgiveness for the ways we have failed to love ourselves as you love us. For the sake of our loved ones, we seek forgiveness for the ways we have failed to bring out the best in others and ourselves. For the sake of our community, we seek forgiveness for the ways we have worked against peace and goodwill. For the sake of all creation, we seek forgiveness for the ways we have failed to tread lightly on this earth. For the sake of your dream, we seek forgiveness for the ways we have failed to build your peaceful kingdom. Forgive us, we pray. Amen. Each day of prayer and love brings us closer to God's grace and glory. May we not lose heart. May we never give up. Me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Today I welcome the Junior Church Program, the helpers, the leaders to come forward. Anna Bessie is going to share with us a story that will get us ready for the Advent season from the book of Isaiah. Right up here. Put this down and just hang on till she's everyone seated. I'm going to begin.
God will bring peace. Isaiah was a special man who gave people messages from God. Trust God, he said with his statement. Count on God to take care of you. Someday God will send us the
Messiah,
the great servant king. Isaiah
shared
a message about a time in the future when everyone will get along and live together in peace. He said, soon the mountains were the temples of God. Will become the highest mountain of all. People will shout, let's hurry to the mountain. We will learn about God there. God will settle
arguments
between people. They will stop making weapons that hurt each other. Instead, they will make tools like weights and shovels that will be helpful. People will not go to wars against each other anymore. Then we will all live in the light of God together.
Well done. Thank you. Can you put back down with your pen? She's like her mama. She'll figure out a way. I'm just going to go right through there. We will share in the light of God together. As the hope candle is lit and shines within our sanctuary, you are taking that hope out with you. And I know you're beginning to start to practice for your time with us on December the 14th. So note this. They're going to be presenting the Holy Family on December the 14th, Advent 3, Joy. So make sure that you write that in on your calendar. And as we sing you out today, remember to take the light of hope out into the world with you.
And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. The Christmas tree. Like the smaller greens and boughs, the evergreen nature of the tree is the primary symbol. It stands tall and green when the natural world is dormant and brown, representing immortality, enduring hope, and the promise of eternal life that we receive through Christ. It is often seen as mirroring the tree of life in the Garden of Eden.
Thank you.
Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on a lampstand and give light to the entire house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The light of the world. Each light, each shining ornament that is hung on a tree represents a flicker of hope. The light of Christ breaking into the darkness of the world. Each light symbolizes a star, or more deeply, the truth and grace that Christ brings. These are the most direct symbols of Christ, the light of the world breaking through the deepest spiritual and literal darkness. They represent warmth, guidance, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. They glimmer with hope.
The oracle of one who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down but with eyes uncovered. See him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. The poinsettias. Because of the points in the leaves of the poinsettias, it is often connected with the Star of Bethlehem, reminding us of divine guidance that point us to hope of God with us, Emmanuel, the hope of the promised Messiah incarnate.
I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people. The people who I formed from myself so that they may declare my praise. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The boughs, the greens and the reefs. These evergreen items, cedar, fir, pine, represent the persistence of life and God's promise to all of us. In the dead of winter, they declare that life does not end, nor does God's love fade. The circular reef specifically represents the endless cycle of God's eternity with no beginning and with no end.
Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in the remembrance of his mercy according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. The bells and carols. Sound and song represent the proclamation of the good news. Bells traditionally peal out the news, while carols tell the story of the incarnation. Against the background noise of empire, they offer God's people a hopeful and joyful sound.
You shall put these words of mine in your heart and soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand and fix them as an emblem on your forehead. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise up. Write them down on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land that the Lord swore to your ancestors to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion and with kindness, with humility, with meekness, and with patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has complained against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Ribbons and bows. A bow is essentially a knot that holds something together. In a liturgical context, the bow symbolizes the unity and the binding together of the Christian community, of you as a faith community. It ties us together in our common hope in Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Is Duncan here? This is not what I'm supposed to talk about, but I just have to tell you that Duncan does an amazing job getting the meals ready with a ton of volunteers throughout the parish. It was a fantastic meal, Duncan. I think it's the best one yet. Thank you. I don't know. I think I got roped into this. I was told Sharon wasn't going to be here. Then I was asked, would I write it? And I'm like, holy smokes. So here we go. It's a pleasure. The UCW and the Faith in Action committees got together and we decided to do food box initiatives. I have presents.
I can hold them for you, if you like.
So this is my Vanna. So we made four different kinds. We have two bottles of chocolate chip cookies, like two desserts, and one is oatmeal raisin cookies. And then, thank you, Vanna. And then we made two soups. So we have a friendship soup and we have a chicken noodle soup. And I don't know which one I gave you there. We have chicken noodle, so you add chicken to this one. The recipes are all on the jars. And the chicken noodle soup, yeah, chicken, obviously. So they're $15 each, three for 40. We're going to be making the soup. Leah, I think we're making the friendship soup to serve on the 14th. Oh, it's a nod. That's beautiful. I got it right. And we hope you'll all come. There's going to be homemade biscuits. There's going to be crackers and buns. And it's by donation. And we hope you come and buy from us because it'll be great Christmas presents. And joint, we had a lot of fun putting it all together. And just, is Heather here?
She's here, right back there.
Okay, so Heather, I got voluntold again, that we're going to do the gift wrap. So we're needing some gift wrap, some tags, some tape for the Feed My Sheep Christmas on December the 13th upstairs in the auditorium. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Today, following worship, we encourage you to help stay and assist in just tidying up the rest of the decorations. The rest of the decorations? I died. I may be back, am I? No? I'm working? Okay. So just stay. There's a few finishing touches. So see Elaine Burrows after the service, and she'll give you directions. The lovely poinsettia is in memory of the deceased UCW members. Next Sunday, December 7th, the second in Advent of Peace, we encourage you to contribute with a wrapped white gift for a child. Please paste a tag on it stating estimate of age appropriateness and if it is specific to a boy or a girl. We also encourage you to bring mittens for the mitten tree. The mitten tree will remain up and accept donations until after the service on December 14th. Also next Sunday, you're invited to the Summerside Community Carol Sing here in the sanctuary at Trinity at 2:30 p.m. It will be about 70 minutes of music of the Christmas season with special guests. There's music for all ages and stages of life, and may even include clapping your hands, stomping your feet, and singing for the pure joy of Christmas. Admission is by free will offering and or a donation to the food box program. So please join us, sit back, relax, and catch your breath as we share in the music of Christmas. Oh, by the way, did I mention all attending are the choir? For additional information on these items and more on the life and work of Trinity, the bulletin or Advent newsletter are available at the entrances and will be on the website once the gremlins have gone. Trinity is truly blessed by the people in the community of faith. We thank you for being willing to share your time, talent, and treasure.
Thank you, Bev. And also thank you, Nancy, for reminding us the different ways that we can give back to our church. There's so many different ways in time, talent, and treasure. And each Sunday, we lift up time, talent, and treasure, and we offer a blessing over that. There's so many people involved. I know that we really, as a family, enjoyed the roast beef dinner last night. And I first thing I did was send a message off to Duncan, and Duncan being Duncan says, there's so many hands involved and so many to thank. So thank you. It does make a difference. It's great to be able to come together and to offer all the gifts that you have out into the community, within our community. And so as Bill brings forward a symbol of givings, which is the offering plate, for those who are able, please rise as we offer a prayer of blessing over the offering of time, talent, and treasures. What a lovely way to be hope-filled in this first Sunday of Advent. Let us pray. Loving God, truly there is enough for all if only learn to share it. Help us to share what we have with those who are most in need. Amen. Prayer, and let us pray. God of new awakenings, daily we are asked to make tough choices that affect everything and everyone around us. It is hard to protect ourselves and loved ones from situations we neither know nor understand. How can we prepare for the unexpected? How can we know what we can only be described as mystery? How can we wait for a visitor that is already among us? Awaken in us, God, the light of Christ and the light and path that we cannot find on our own. Paths of healing for those who are ill, paths of wisdom for those who are burdened by difficult decisions and situations, paths of rest for those wrestling with uncertainty. Give us the courage to avoid quick fixes and easy answers. Give us the courage to choose to wait for your wisdom, peace, and hope. On this day of hope, illuminate our path to you. And in the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Awaken to the light of Christ around us, in nature, in friends, in all your relationships. Awaken to the light of Christ between us, in relationships, in bonds, in fellowship, and kinship. Awaken to the light of Christ within us, in our gifts, in our love, in our instinct and being. May we each awaken to the light of Christ. May we each awaken to the gift of hope. And may this hope bless and guide you always. Amen and hallelujah.